This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. There was a time when Colorado was largely an afterthought when it came to the race for the White House. But this week, it seems that the very center of government will be in Denver, with candidate visits, a nationally televised debate, and just about every surrogate one can think of campaigning on behalf of Mitt Romney or President Obama. KUNC's Brian Larson spoke with Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff about a crazy political week.
You know, this might be a case of be careful what you wish for. Mitt Romney was in town last night holding a rally in Denver. His wife, Ann, will be in Littleton later this afternoon for a rally. Florida Senator Marco Rubio will be here for a rally tomorrow. And then, of course, we have the big debate coming up Wednesday night.
And we also have a lot of events associated with debates. For instance, Planned Parenthood is having something later today to try to educate voters on Mitt Romney's problems with women's health, birth control, preventive health, and cancer screening legislation. There's also a forum sponsored by Republicans called I Care About the Economy. It features different women who are conservative women who are trying to make the case that it's the economy, not women's issues, which are really up front and center in people's minds today.
At this point, what impact do these types of visits have on voters? A recent Associated Press poll suggests that only 7% of the electorate have yet to choose a candidate. This seems like an awful lot of effort for so few voters.
You're right, but this is a race that's that close. There are many states where Romney and Obama are within the statistical margin of error. And even though Obama seems to be leading, it's still winnable for Romney in some of these states. And those few 7% voters are going to make the difference, or could make the difference.
So, Jody, what are you hearing from people about all of this attention? Is it worth it in their minds, or has the lure of being a battleground state clearly worn out its welcome?
Well, you know, I think some of us reporters are a little jaded that, you know, the president is here again or Romney is coming through. But, you know, I think it's meant more in jest. I think people appreciate the fact that people are paying attention to Colorado and going to different parts of the state. I know the University of Denver, which is hosting the debate tomorrow night, is real pleased with the publicity they're getting and the attention, showing that they're not only a player in the political scene in Colorado, but nationally. So I think besides the fact that there's going to be some rush hour traffic snarls and some inconvenience along those lines, I think people are probably excited that there's so much going on here.
So we have the debate Wednesday night. Thursday morning, President Obama is going to hold a quick campaign rally before heading off to another campaign stop in Wisconsin. So, Jody, I'm curious how many more times you think that we will see President Obama and Mitt Romney before November 6th?
I think there's chances we could see them right through the election. This is a state that's a battleground state that even though Obama is slightly ahead, it's still a Republican state in many people's eyes. It went for Obama in 2008, so I think it's still up for grabs. Also on Thursday, just to show you that this it's not ending with debate, the National Conservative Political Action Conference is being staged here in Denver. They've invited presidential candidate Romney, and there will also be governors and U.S. senators and a whole host of conservative speakers in town talking about the ills of Obama's 4 years in office. So we have both sides again on Thursday, and it'll probably continue right through Election Day.
Indeed it will. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.